Oh, you're going to be late. You shouldn't have gone for that ice cream.
Yes, I know I wanted the ice cream. But look at me. Do I look like somebody who can eat?
Exactly. It was more for the experience than anything.
I heard from Kenji that he's really uptight. So, good luck.
You must be the Magnus candidate. How unimpressive. I'm Virgil. I'll be tutoring you today. Take a seat, you're already 3 minutes late.
Ugh, why must I suffer troglodytes and delinquents?
A word of advice. If you plan to make it anywhere in this world, I suggest being punctual.
Beauty with no sense, as usual.
If you can't even stick to simple time schedules, then you certainly won't succeed as a Magnus. No. Excuse me? Listen, you look very presentable. I'm sure you have a lot of pride in your appearance. I just hope that you are even half as dedicated to your crafts and magics as you are your looks. Do not ever think that I would be more lenient on you just because you are not native to our world. And certainly, do not be so conceited as to think that your looks, your stares, will have any effect on me. You will gain no sympathy nor pity from me. Now, let's see what tomes you have. Well, surely you have some books you're studying to be the Magnus. So let me see what you've been studying. This must be a joke.
Surely they have at least one scintillating grimoire.
Right. Well, I suppose there's a reason they sent you to me first, since I am more capable than the rest of the riffraff who you'll be seeing. Do you mind if I take a look at your timetable? Yes, let's take a look to see who else you'll be seeing. Alpheus, incompetent. Kenji, a novice.
How on earth are Alpheus and Kenji on the same level as me?
Wyatt? Why would they send you to Wyatt?
Ugh, Yuri. They clearly want this Magnus candidate to fail if they're sending him to these absolute disgraces to mage kind. I mean, Yuri, seriously? He shouldn't even be on this list. He shouldn't even be in our world. He shouldn't even be alive.
Oh, a Nicodem. Well, I suppose Nicodem is quite capable, I suppose. But I can't really imagine you'll be learning much from the rest, so I guess I'll have to pick up the slack. After all, it'll look amazing on my resume if I can show that I've tutored a successful Magnus who actually makes it past the examinations. So, I have collected some of my lesser tomes. They're quite simple, so even someone like you should be able to understand. I have about 15 tomes, each averaging about 800 pages. So, it should only take you 15 hours to read them all. What's with that look? Pause. How long does it take you to read a simple 800-page memoir or tome? You must be joking. It does not take days to read an 800-page book. It doesn't even take more than a few hours if you're an incredibly slow dimwit. Are you really telling me that you are so mentally deficient and intellectually challenged that 800 pages is a struggle for you?
I didn't think it was possible to meet someone more stupid than Yuri.
Well, This is shocking. I expected the Magnus candidate to not be a... what's the word that they use in the lesser natural world? It begins with an R. I'm not really familiar with your primitive terminology. But you do seem very slow. But I shouldn't be surprised. Right, so I guess we can keep things very simple for you, since you're a very simple person. You will study the right-hand path. You'll study the left-hand path, and we will teach you why the right-hand path is superior. We can teach you a little bit about Wicca as well. Some traditional witchcraft, I'm thinking. Some rituals and runes, of course. I'm just writing out a plan for you, since we're going to need all the help we can get. We're going to have to be a lot more intensive as well, since you seem to have a lot of catching up to do, since you're so empty, we'll say. Empty of knowledge and empty of mind. Absolute disappointment, I must say.
It's atrocious that these defects have a larger pool of mana than me. I swear I was cursed at birth.
What on earth did you just say? And what would you, a person from the lesser natural world, know about mana? There's absolutely no way you would know anything about my mana. I suppose you can't even... I would assume that you can't even see mana, so... Your assumption is completely preposterous.
You arrogant, narcissistic worm. I have more magical talent in my pinky than you do in your whole entire body. I don't care how much bigger your mana pool is than mine.
Stop. You're reading my mind, aren't you? There's only one person who could have taught you such an irritating little party trick. But no matter. I have tools for this. A simple necklace. Enchanted by myself to protect my mind. From intrusion. And trespass. Your little tricks will not get you far. And trying to get under my skin is only going to hurt you, not me. There is a reason why you were sent to me, and that is because I perform better than any other mage, academically. And I am incredibly effective at creating new magics. My rituals are most effective, and my runes are unmatched. And if you want me to teach you any of those things, then you're going to have to really, really prove yourself, because I'm not just going to give you a free pass. I am more than aware that a Magnus candidate can learn magic just by witnessing it. Which is why I'm not going to use any of my magic. No, it's not because my mana pool is small. Anyway. I think the best course of action will be for you to read all of these tomes. You have, what, a whole month before your exams and trials? So assuming that you really put in effort and you're actually capable of being a Magnus, then you'll manage to finish the 15 books. Yes, that's what I think. I think that's the perfect plan for you.
Hey.
We'll see how well you can do.
There's a really strong magical aura coming from behind that door.
Who are you?
Want me to check it out?
What are you talking to?
Oh, it's a sparrow.
Oh, talking to yourself. So you're not just simple, but also schizophrenic. How embarrassing.
Should I bring it over?
A weak mind will not make it that far. What was that? say? How did you get that? You give that back immediately. How on earth did you... This was hidden. There's no way you would have been able to find it or even detect it. Something isn't right here. I need my glasses for this. These are enchanted too. They allow me to see the unseen. Now let's take a look.
Oh no.
Oh.
He sees me. You're in trouble.
So you weren't alone all this time.
I am out of here.
You know, it's incredibly rude to bring guests unannounced. But it seems that you have the ability to not only see spirits, but to tame them, or at least attract them and gain their favour. Which means that you have also already seen Kenji. Why am I not surprised? The two most conniving, devious, and talentless mages just desperately ratting their way to the Magnus before I can actually introduce them and induct them into the world of magic. No wonder you're so impertinent. Their bad attitude has clearly worn off on you. It's a shame. You might already be corrupted. I was hoping that I would have been able to at least teach you a thing or two and give you a good first impression, but they've already ruined it, and consequently ruined you. But no matter, after all, there's still a lot of benefit in this for me. So, let's just talk about Mana a little bit, since you want to try to humiliate me. A lot of mages think that the bigger your mana pool, the better you are. A common misconception. See, the efficiency you have with your mana pool is far more important than the size of it. Because if you're more efficient, you can use more spells. You can cast spells using less mana. And there's certain tricks that you can use. See, me myself, I am quite efficient with my mana use. I'm very good at getting the most out of every residual piece of mana. But people like Alpheus and Kenji, they're far less effective. Embarrassingly so, I would say. But I can already tell that you're far more talented than they are. As much as it pains me to admit. But you do have a lot of potential. You do indeed. I can sense it. There's patterns in your mana. But as well, mana is also structural. And this is something which cannot change. Unlike the size of your mana pool, which can be altered, the structure of your mana cannot. A more complex mana structure is more difficult to use, but allows for more potent and effective spells. It's also more difficult to combat. My mana pool has a diamond structure, and each residual piece has a little diamond structure, which makes it incredibly difficult for others to counter. You seem confused. Can you yet see mana? You can't. How embarrassing. But we can fix that. I'm not surprised that Alpheus and Kenji had no spells of their own to actually help you in this matter. And area which you lack in. But here, this is just a simple spell. And I'll cast it on you. And you'll be able to see mana, okay? So just keep still. We don't want any accidents to happen. We don't want you to lose your vision. Because that can happen if you're foolish enough. There we go. Yes, unlike Alpheus and Kenji, I don't have any special chauvinistic, obnoxious little
effects when I use my magic. I like my magic to be subtle and silent. Right. But I suppose since that spirit has been spilling my secrets, and I do want to include you on my resume, if and when you actually do become a Magnus. So it wouldn't be any use making you read all these books if you are essentially an idiot. Instead, I will give you this tome. It's a tome of spells. My tome of spells. Since I do have a slightly smaller than average mana pool, I like to put my spells into books in a way which I can then later access at full power. And sometimes multiple times. Now this is something which is quite unique. While there are spell books and while people can store their spells into inscriptions and scribes and scrolls and such, usually they're just one-time uses, but I've managed to devise a ritual which allows the spell to be used multiple times. And in theory, infinitely. But typically the pages have structural damage with each use until the point it is destroyed, but if you use something more durable, like a stone slab, then it would be very enduring. Now, I'm not going to teach you the ritual, not yet, but I can give you this book. Here. You take that. This has a wide variety of spells that I have imbued in it. And each one of these spells, which I've put in here, when you activate one, you'll, as a Magnus, absorb the knowledge and the technique on how to use that spell yourself. So, in a way, I am giving you a book filled with hundreds of spells, which you will be able to use. See, this is why they wanted to send you to me first, because Alpheus can only teach you some pathetic little tricks with dreams and sleep and mind reading. And Kenji, ugh. Kenji's magic is not practical at all. I mean, I suppose for his ambition of freeing his little town from tyranny, he needs all the help he can get, but unless you're planning on being a serial killer, I doubt you're really going to get much use out of his little thing. But this here, there is so much magic, so many spells, so many rituals which you can learn. Why don't you go and give it a try? Just use this spell here. It's a simple ice shard. Oh. I'm impressed. Not that impressed, but even for a Magnus candidate, I appreciate your technique. How about we give you something a bit more difficult? Just a little bit more difficult. Look. Try this spell. It's just a conjuration spell. Make sure you don't lose control. We wouldn't want you to be killed by whatever you summon now, would we? Oh yes, a lot of these spells can backfire horrifically. If you're not as good as you should be, and ought to be, then you won't exactly survive long. You have to be careful. But this book is beautifully organized. The least dangerous and least difficult spells are at the beginning, and the more difficult ones are at the back. It's also color-coded as well. So, as you can see, the ones highlighted in black
are the most deadly spells and have the highest potential to harm the caster. You can attempt them if you want, but you might die. So I would recommend not attempting them until after you become the Magnus, so that I can put my successes on my ever-expanding resume. So that is for you to keep, okay? You're welcome. Now, as much as I would love to continue wasting time on you, I don't think there's anything else I can give you yet. But if you manage to actually succeed and prove yourself as a Magnus and not just a potential candidate, then maybe my view of you will change and I'll have more respect for you. But until then, you're just potential, and potential isn't exactly worth my time. So why don't you take this book that I've given you, take your little spirit and your mind reading, and get out. I'd say it was lovely to meet you, but that would be a lie. Goodbye.